you know, I thought the lads worked hard. You know, it's a tough place to come here. It's a tough place. It is, with the crowd and the atmosphere and that. And they're a big, strong, organised team, and they're on a bit of a run, bit of a form, and we're on the other way down. You know, confidence is a little bit low, but I think after the weather storm a bit, because you know they're going to come at you. You know, we are away from home, and we rode our luck at times. And they scored a good goal, but it was a good goal. It was a good bit of a move. The lads had composure. We've gone and closed it down, as I asked him to do, and he sort of checked our lad, and he still managed to put it up, and it's been a couple of, I don't know if Chris has knocked it up into the top corner, but at least it's a good goal on that point for them, and you think, right, if you're going to get beat by something, make it, you know, he has to do some work for it, and he did. And then we... From that, for some reason, it sort of kicked us off a little bit where we started to play, and I just said to the lads, you know, you're a better team than what you actually are. You know, you've got to remember what we're good at. And when we got it down and we actually passed it and kept our shape a little bit and got it into Frank and got people up to him quick enough, we looked okay. And especially second half, I thought, you know, the second half, there wasn't much in it apart from that. I mean, yes, they've had a few corners and they look a little bit dangerous, but we've had the better chances of the game. And that second half, you know, we've had a one-on-one with Frank. He's done well, slid through, he's done the keeper. I fancied him to do him beforehand, but he stuck it round him. The keeper's made a great save. It's a good save. Should he have scored? Maybe, I don't know. And then young Knowles had a good chance running at the keeper. Smacked it, and it's a good save. I can't remember Chris diving across and making one-hand saves on the line. And so I'll have to take the positives out of it. That I thought, you know, we had a go at them. We had a go, and I just want us to believe in us more of what we can hurt teams with. And I said before, a lot of these lads have been in teams that have been winning, have always won. You know, there's a lot of lads in there who've been promoted, won things, big games. But now they're in a team where they're losing a few games, and sometimes they don't know how to get to win a game again.
Is that where you have to start plucking out the positives and giving them something to at least hold on to try and to get them over the line, maybe get a scrappy goal or whatever in the next one, or however it has to go in? But is that what it takes to turn around confidence in a side like this?
It does. A win, any win, doesn't matter how you get it, we'll breathe confidence, and that's what it is. This team, six, seven weeks ago, we're on a run of 8 unbeaten. And it was around about this time with the opposition that's coming up where we turned it around a little bit. And I think that amount of time when we was unbeaten and you had to play Stockport, you'd rub your hands at that. No disrespect to Stockport, but I'd rub my hands and say, yeah, we could continue that run. Listen, we've played some good sides this year and there's nothing in it. We haven't been battered in any game apart from, I'd say, Charlie at home. But 1-0 defeats are still 1-0 defeats. You still get nothing. You still get you don't get any points on board, and you go down there. So the only way to do it is keep the lads' confidence up, to keep reminding them what good players they are. Just make sure you put the shift in and bring the other side to it, and it'll turn. Football, there's a fine line between winning and thingy. But as management or management team, we can only give them a shape, give them a little bit of instruction, give them a little bit of change of substitutions, but the players have to come and take the responsibility of carrying it out and doing it and believing in themselves. It's not a time for people to sulk. If you sulk, you just, there's only one slippery way. I've been in teams where I've been relegated, and I've been in teams where I've struggled down the bottom and managed to turn it around, and I've also been in teams that got promotion, and there's not much in it.
You went with maybe a bit more experience, maybe guys that have played in the team a bit more today. Was that a kind of conscious effort after, obviously, the kind of Boston game?
Yeah, I mean, Geno came in for Noel because this is his old club, Stockport. He's from here. He was fresh, he looked sharp, and I wanted him to get at the lad. A bit more of experience. Westy obviously did well Saturday, but again, a bit of know-how. And Sam's played in big games. Big game player where, you know, Ferriby and stuff, playing at Wembley, and I thought we needed players who could handle the crowd, because the crowd can be a bit partisan. They can suck the ball into the net, and sometimes I've been here with teams before where you've conceded the goal, and before you know it, in caught breath, you've conceded two more. So it was important that we kept it at one. So I wanted the lads who could handle it. I was tempted to bring Diz in, because sometimes it's not all about running around and being busy and pop, pop, pop and wanting that. Sometimes you've got to have people who are willing to keep hold of the ball for you and be strong and that way. So there's no point in us booming it from back to front because we haven't got them kind of players. We have to play. And I thought we did sit and spell second half. And a bit of luck. Sometimes you just need a little bit of rub of a green where that doesn't hit the keeper. It does go in. And then Noel comes across and he hits it and he goes in. Goes in the knee post and it's 2-1. It's fine lines. But I'm not going to batter the players. I'm not going to, no. There's no way I'm going to go and batter the players with a stick there because the players, for me, they had a go there today and I'm not going to moan at that.
You're arguably playing better away from home than you are at home at the moment. How do you kind of, I guess, turn that round going back to playing these guys again at the Impact?
Like I said, I'll go back to 6-7 weeks ago where we were brilliant at home. From pre-season onwards, we looked a very, very organised, well-drilled team. We've just got to get back to that. And I think sometimes playing at home, a few lads make a mistake and the crowd can get onto you, and because there's not a massive crowd, they can hear that. And any player, like I said, or any job, if they can hear someone giving you the bat, battering you, then some go missing. And we just got to make sure that we turn it round and make it a bit of a hard place to come to again. And that's just pure work rate. But we just go again. You go again, it's, like I say, we keep saying it and it's like a broken record, really. But today, at least today, we come to a tough, tough place, and you know, we didn't get here till 3 o'clock, not making any excuses, but the lads just dusted themselves off, got on and got on with it. I was disappointed with the start, 15 minutes. I thought we were a bit in awe of them a little bit, and that's due to the fact that they've got a good crowd and they're going well. But once we settled, I thought there wasn't much difference in it. We had to pull Westie out off up top to go to 3 in the middle of the park because they got a bit of joy, and I just wanted to change it there. Obviously Westie's disappointed coming off, he's an old pro, isn't he? But he's got to realise there's a game in a couple of days time, he's over the, you know, 35 of age, and I just wanted someone who's going to run at someone. And Noel proving the fact that he had a couple of good efforts there, and then we've got James Baxendale to come in on Saturday, so you know.
That was going to be my final question. Obviously, you were waiting on the international, well, you'd have the international clearance, but you're just waiting for him to be registered today. So he'll come in for New Year's Day then?
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how we do it. I think we need him playing because he can make us play, he makes us tick, he wants the ball, he'll organise, he'll drive people on, and hopefully we can get that confidence with him. You know, and that's sometimes all he needs, one player. And I think just getting that goal, I think leading the game. If we get that goal at 1-0 and then we're leading, I think then we'll be up for it. And I think this team's ready to go on and kick on, I really do. They want it, you know. If they're disappointed in there, listen, they are. And they're disappointed for the fans, and I am disappointed for the fans. I can understand the frustration with it, but they've just got to stay with us, you know. Stay with us. You never know in football. One or two wins and you're turning it, and a lot of time these days people don't want to wait because you pay good money. You don't want to wait. You don't want to hear that word wait. You want to see it. So we can only do our best, and at the moment they're trying the best. No one wants to make mistakes, they don't. And it wasn't mistakes today that cost us the defeat. I thought it was a good bit of play by the lad, bit of individual good skill. If it had been my player doing that, you think good goal, great composure. So the lads give it everything. They did today, and I can't ask for any more than that.